What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today's episode is about the creatures in Greek mythology. Before we start, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and thank you all for supporting this podcast along its journey. There will be much bigger things like the Iliad and Odyssey coming in 2022, so stay tuned. This episode will focus on creatures like important animals and also nature spirits and such. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. The first type of creature we're going to be talking about is the centaur. You've probably heard of the centaur before, and it is a very important creature in Greek mythology. Centaurs are half-man and half-horse creatures, and they lived in mountains and caves. Most of the centaurs were considered savage, and they existed in tribes. The centaurs used weapons such as tree branches, and they could gallop really fast, as they had a lower body of a horse. The general depiction of a centaur would be wild and barbaric, and they often symbolized animal passions. The most famous centaur in Greek mythology would be Chiron, and he was entirely opposite of what we just described. Chiron was known to be the most famous mentor of Greek heroes, and he was very civilized. Anyways, the next creature we're going to be talking about is the Cyclopes. We mentioned the Cyclopes in the first few episodes, but we never got into detail about them. Cyclopes had a single eye in the middle of their head, and they were the children of Gaia, the goddess of the earth. One version of mythology says that Cyclopes were very skilled craftsmen, and they made weapons for the gods, such as the thunderbolt of Zeus. Another version says that they were savage shepherds who ate humans and basically lived in a free-for-all world. The most famous Cyclopes would probably be Polyphemus, as he played a part in the Odyssey, which we'll get into in a later season. Anyways, the next type of creature we're going to be talking about is the harpy. A harpy is a bird with a human female face, which usually perform jobs of punishing people and abducting them. Different historians had different versions of the harpies, as some described them as lovely ladies, whilst others described them as forces of evil who were very ugly. There's a very famous story about harpies, which we'll get into next episode, so get ready for that one. Anyways, the next type of creature we're going to be talking about is the Sada. A Sada is a spirit of the countryside, and were followers of specific gods like Dionysus. Sadas were always male, and they had ears and a tail of a horse. You might hear that Sadas were half men and half goat, but that was only in Roman legends. Sadas often consorted with nymphs, which we'll talk about now. Nymphs were also nature spirits, and they were minor goddesses of trees or rivers and such. Nymphs could include dryads, naiads, and much more, and they could also be followers of specific gods like Dionysus or Artemis or Poseidon. That's enough for today. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode on Phineas Seer, which will also be our first episode in 2022.